This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. This year, art galleries across the country have marked the 75th birthday of Judy Chicago, a woman largely regarded as the mother of the feminist art movement. But Denver's Redline Gallery is taking a different approach to celebrating Chicago's career. KUNC arts reporter Carrie Saldo has more.
Judy Chicago has long trumpeted the significant achievements of her gender. But 5 decades into her career, Chicago is more interested in the work she's yet to conceive than in her past creations.
I've had a real battle, and I've had reviews that are so awful. You know, the earth is supposed to open up, and you're supposed to get into it, dig yourself underneath the ground, and never appear again.
The fact that Chicago refused to bury herself and continues to create new work inspired Denver's Redline Gallery to include it in the exhibit Surveying Judy Chicago.
Every artist, you know, their nightmare is, her early work was better.
While the retrospective has been displayed in 3 other galleries across the country, Redline is the only place including Heads Up, the latest work from Chicago. Redline's executive director, Louise Martirano, said she wanted to assure Chicago's most recent pieces aren't overlooked and are seen in the context of her broader career.
She's an inspiration to the many forms of feminism that are in existence still today, and also how that has relatives in other areas of civil rights and human rights and social equality that we still wrestle with on a world stage.
Born in 1939 in the city she derived her pseudonym from, Chicago studied painting and sculpture at the University of California in Los Angeles. And for much of her career, she was defined by her 1979 work, The Dinner Party, created to honor significant women in history.
Working on The Dinner Party and afterwards, you know, I learned about these women before me and what they had encountered and the rejection and what they went through. And I would think to myself, if she could do it, I could do it.
Things would finally start to change in 2011 with Pacific Standard Time. The attention resulted in national and international shows. And this year, retrospectives have displayed her broad body of work, which includes the use of ceramics, oil paint, watercolor, embroidery, tapestry, glass, and bronze.
I love the depth of her ideas and of her art.
Danny Trujillo is a resident of Lakewood who is visiting the Redline Gallery.
Her paintings are very rich and very deep, and it portrays her heart.
For Patsy Smith and her husband Larry, seeing the show meant traveling from western Nebraska.
I've been an artist, and I'm same age as Judy Chicago, so I've been excited about her work for many, many years.
Living on the prairie meant Smith wasn't on the front lines of the women's movement, but she said it was no less a part of her life.
It was mainly a man's world at the time, and so it was an interesting push all the way around for women to express ourselves.
For Judy Chicago, that pursuit has extended beyond gallery walls. She helped launch feminist art education programs meant to teach women's history alongside male-centric narratives. It's work, she said, that is unfinished.
Even though there have been dramatic changes in consciousness around gender and diversity, those changes have not been sufficiently translated into our museums or our universities, which continue to be male-centered, with, you know, a few women and people of color kind of added on.
That seemingly tireless fortitude and desire to affect change is something Patsy Smith cited as inspirational.
And that's one thing about an artist, you know, you're never done, so you still have so much to learn.
Chicago also believes it's the work yet to be created that could be the most impactful of all. For KUNC and Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.
Surveying Judy Chicago is on view now at Denver's Redline Gallery through December 27th. And you can see more of Arts District tonight at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.